1708 Ruby.
Which belonged to Sarasate, Pablo de Sarasate.
At some point.
Whose piece I am playing.
Who was not so bad himself.
He was all right.
Yeah.
He was all right.
Not as good
as he wasn't
Philippe,
the guy
though.
On the poster. He wasn't that good. But
absolutely not.
No. So can you compare the instruments for me a little bit? Have you played the other's violin at all?
On numerous occasions.
Numerous occasions, whether did the other person know about it?
Not in public, though.
Oh, okay. Compare them a little bit. I mean, they're by the same person, but they're always different.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, actually. I don't really like playing other people's instrument, and I don't like when anyone plays on the one that I'm playing. I don't know what it is about, but somehow there's some mystery, energetic power that's being, I think, transformed over the centuries and from person to person.
And he doesn't like my energy. But it's seriously, I've long admired this fiddle, the one that Philippe plays, even before he got it. But to absolutely without any pointing at previous artists that played it, I've never heard it sound that as good as it sounds now. Mm. It is absolutely incredible.
Did I just hear a compliment?
It was a compliment to the violin.
Oh,
in case you didn't
know this. Yes, because you know the one thing about this violin, it just plays by itself.
Of course,
you don't even have to hold the bow.
No,
it's
no,
incredible. As Vadim said, it just sounds great.
The amazing floating bow.
The amazing ruby.